David Rubin joins us now, the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, to talk about what's happening in Gaza and also Jerusalem as the battle intensifies there. David, we heard top of the hour there, 40 people have died since Monday, 10 of them children. What has got it so sparked right now? Why the increase of all this violence? What started all this ramping up again?
Well, I think the reason can be attributed to three things. There are basically three reasons. Number one, the timing of President Biden restoring $300 million in financial aid to the Palestinian Authority, and doing it unconditionally. So up until that point, the Trump administration had frozen all financial aid to the Palestinians until they decided to stop paying terrorists monthly salaries. Well, they're continuing those monthly salaries. President Trump froze all aid. President Biden has resumed all of that financial aid. He's also resumed aid to the UNRWA, to the United Nations Welfare and Relief Association, which has all these educational facilities and hospitals in Gaza, from where the Hamas terrorist organization has been firing missiles.
David, listen to this statement that came from Jen Psaki. The White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, said, "The president's support for Israel's security, for its legitimate right to defend itself and its people, is fundamental and will never waver. But he supports the de-escalation, and that's his main focus." Do you believe that he supports Israel as much as Jen Psaki, his press secretary, is saying?
Well, unfortunately not. You know, they're nice words. But when you look at what follows those words, where he says, well, both sides need to work for de-escalation, both sides need to show calm, there is no both sides who are launching aggressive attacks. Israel only started responding to the rioting and the attacks just yesterday. You know, up until that point, there were riots on Jerusalem Day when we celebrated the reunification of Jerusalem 54 years ago. Right. Israel was celebrating that day. There was dancing and music in the streets. There were no Israeli aggressions of any kind. But on Jerusalem Day, they decided to fire 7 missiles at Jerusalem, and they decided to attack civilians in the streets. So obviously, Israel is going to have to respond. The de-escalation can only come from one side. Right now, there is a reason to re-escalate and to increase the attacks on the Palestinians for what they've done. Attacking a country's capital city. Imagine if Washington, D.C. was hit by missiles. Would people be saying, well, the Americans should calm down?
Not going to happen. And as we know, Hamas controls Gaza Strip, and that's a terrorist organization. Well, David Rubin, we're going to follow this, and we'll have you back for an update later. No doubt about that. Thank you, sir. It's 7:08 now. Alabama's Morning News. Traffic and weather together on the way next. And also, cybersecurity. One cybersecurity company warning Congress, that you know, our